This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli troops entered the main hospital in southern Gaza Thursday in what the army said was a limited operation seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. At a news briefing in Tel Aviv Thursday, Israeli Chief Military Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the raid was carried out because they had credible evidence that Hamas held hostages at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
Because Hamas terrorists are likely hiding behind injured civilians inside Nasser Hospital right now and appear to have used the hospital to hide our hostages there too. The IDF is conducting a precise and limited operation inside Nasser Hospital.
The attack on the hospital followed Israeli military orders to evacuate the site. Israel said it opened an evacuation corridor Wednesday, and several thousand people who'd been sheltering in the hospital left the area. The Hamas-run health ministry said last week Israeli sniper fire had prevented people from leaving, while medics warned the situation at the hospital was not safe. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes inside Lebanon have killed 10 Lebanese civilians in a single day. Hezbollah has vowed to retaliate. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The most recent death toll makes it the deadliest day of fighting in more than 4 months of cross-border exchanges. The strikes, which hit the Lebanese village of Nabatieh and another village in the south, came hours after a projectile from Lebanon killed an Israeli soldier. Neighbor Al-Haj Mohammed described the incident in Nabatieh to the AP. Late at night, we were up when we heard two impacts. We heard the sound of two shells hitting. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters the U.S. are wary of any escalation of fighting in the area.
It has been one of our primary objectives from the outset of this conflict to see that it not be widened, to see that it not be escalated in any way.
Miller said he hoped the issues could be resolved through diplomacy. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. NATO defense ministers gathered in Brussels Thursday to discuss support for Ukraine and the alliance's security. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said European allies and Canada have ramped up defense spending to record levels. This comes as the U.S. Senate this week approved more an aid package for Ukraine, sending it to the U.S. House of Representatives, where its passage is uncertain. As he entered Thursday's meeting, Stoltenberg expressed confidence the U.S. House would act.
But I expect the U.S. To be able to make a decision that the Congress and the House of Representatives will agree continued support to Ukraine, because if we allow President Putin to win, it will not only be bad for the Ukrainians, a tragedy for the Ukrainians, but it will also be dangerous for us.
Stoltenberg also warned that former U.S. President Donald Trump was undermining NATO's security by calling into question the U.S.'s commitments to its allies. Japan's economy slipped into a recession as it unexpectedly shrank for a second straight quarter on weak domestic demand, data showed Thursday. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
Private consumption, which makes up more than half of all economic activity, was one big negative, falling 0.2%. But capital spending by firms also fell. Those factors overwhelmed a solid rise in exports. Now some economists fear the current quarter could also see a contraction, with negatives including the aftermath of Japan's New Year's Day earthquake. That all poses a fresh dilemma for the Bank of Japan. It had been expected to start moving away from negative interest rates in the coming months. But Governor Kazuo Ueda has said he wants to see signs that rising wages are driving consumption before he acts.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Police in Kansas City, Missouri say one person is dead, at least 22 people wounded, and three people are in custody after a mass shooting at the parade celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs' Super Bowl victory. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was supposed to be a day for celebration and fun, and then there was deadly gunfire.
I'm angry.
Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Stacy Graves.
The people who came to this celebration should expect a safe environment.
The gunfire, after the team had left, sent terrified fans running for cover. Parade goers captured video of people giving victims emergency care. Last year, there was a shooting after the Denver Nuggets Championship Parade and in Texas for the Rangers World Series celebration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. News.